Ms. Melody, I hear tell you were naughty on the Hannity and Combs TV show last night.
What yes, in the I world? Believe
what did
I
you
was
do,
naughty.
Girl?
I
what
was
did you do?
Naughty. Well, I just decided I've had it up to my eyeballs with the crap that we are hearing from all the liberal Democrats. We won, and you people lost, and then and so I decided 700 days. That's my theme. We got 700 days to start pushing conservative values and to start hitting back at the Democrats and slap the crap out of them. They need it. Mm-hmm. So,
and where are we starting with this?
We decided to focus on Madam Speaker Nancy McNasty, our dear, dear friend from San Francisco, who is the presumptive Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing a little bit of research. In fact, I held up on TV, which you won't be able to see when you hear this clip, but I had a three-ring binder of my first pass at my research into the lovely and talented, wide-eyed Nancy with the laughing eyes. So
laughing face.
Well, yes.
Nancy with the laughing face.
If you could call it that.
With my eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for Nancy. She's dreaming, all right. She's dreaming of personally strangling Melanie Morgan.
Oh, we've got a bullseye painted on her big, wide, laughing eyes.
That is easy.
I said eyes.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing about her that's big and white.
Couple of other names now, the buzz, the general feeling, the general conversation, Nancy Pelosi.
There was conversation
about a couple of mentions.
Tom DeLay, actually, there's an article in the paper this morning that he says that Nancy Pelosi is the number one target. And, of course, I already been saying that, and I am putting together my down and dirty book on Ms. Pelosi. Getting the book proposal, and boy, do I have some good dirt on her.
Yeah.
It's like a feeding frenzy.
Jeez. But apparently, DeLay agrees that it's time to put the bullseye on her.
Now, can we talk about Nancy Pelosi's new look? She's definitely had
work.
Some work. During those 2 weeks that she was gone, or
yes.
3 weeks or whatever, her eyes have been softened. I don't know if she's got some implants going or a collagen injection or if it's actual surgery, but let's face it, whoever worked on her this time around did a better job than the first time.
Yes,
well,
I agree with
the
you.
The first three times.
Well, whatever. The first time's plural.
Well, yeah, that wide-eyed surprised
right.
look of hers. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they really softened her look.
There was a particularly funny moment when she came out last Wednesday or Thursday, whatever it was, and there was the Mirtha vote, the
Stephen
Moyer. And she came out and she did a little talk, and then she yielded to Hoyer, I guess it was, and she was standing off to the side, and she was
blinking,
trying to blink her eyes. And of course, during her whole talk, her eyes never moved, but she's off camera now, and she's like trying to get a little moisture going in there, trying to wipe away all the dust. And it was painful to watch.
Oh, I know.
I mean, like she had to physically.
She didn't know she was on camera.
No, and
or maybe she did, and she can't help it.
Well, perhaps, but I mean, it was one of those things where you could see the message in her brain going, "You must blink," and her eyes would go, "I'm trying."
So she's one of these ladies that's sleeping with her eyes open, right?
Oh, I guess. Oh my goodness.
It's